弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚这首诗歌是非常好的一首诗歌。
The wonderful song we just sing.
在旁弟兄姐妹有机会还能够常常默想这首歌的歌词。
May brothers and sisters meditate on the words.
因为神召我们原是为了这个目的。
We were called for this purpose.
叫我们能够与他的儿子交通。
So we can fellowship with his son.
在神的同在里面。与神有亲密的交通。
In His presence, we have close fellowship with Him.
这是早晨我的负担。
This morning, I have a burden.
就是继续与弟兄姐妹交通到我们属灵的操练。
To share with you our spiritual discipline.
Yes. 我们在灵里面与神的交通。
Exercise the fellowship in the presence of God.
这个英文的翻译可以用姐妹刚刚所讲的 fellowship.
We can translate into fellowship.
也可以翻译成 communion.
Or communion.
也是这首诗歌，我们所唱这首诗歌所讲到的，就与神有一个亲密的一个交通。
This is what this song had talked about. It's a close communion with God.
早上我们先一起来读几处的经文。
Let's read several scriptures.
请打开圣经，第一处经文在约翰一书。
In First John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter
1. 我们要读第一到第四节。
We'll read verse 1 through 4.
约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
第二处经文在希伯来书。
Second is in Hebrews.
新约圣经希伯来书第十章。
Hebrew 10。
我们要从第十节读到第二十五节。
19 through 25.
那我想这一段我就从头读到尾，然后再请姐妹翻译。
I will read the whole complete passage and then translate.
希伯来书第十章第十九节。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，彼此劝勉，既知道那日子近临近，就更如此。
Therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is His flesh.And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
这边最后一句讲到说，既知道那日子临近，原文也可以翻译成既看见那日子临近。
In the original text, in the last part of verse 25, all the more as you see the day drawing near.
好，下一处我们要读哥前书第一章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
我们就读第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，要好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们再读一次。
Let's read again.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
姐妹的翻译，英文翻译已经让我们看到，这原文圣经它讲到与基督，与主耶稣基督一同得份呢，它的原来的意思就是讲到说，乃是能够有份于主耶稣基督的交通。
The English translation is, you were called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. We can commune with Jesus.
下一处我们要读约翰福音第十五章。
And then John chapter 15.
这一处是大家比较熟悉的，约翰福音第十五章，我们就从读第五节到第八节。
Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 5 through 8.
主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，我就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门了。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who is in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
这段圣经主耶稣多次的提到常在他里面，常在我们里面。
In this passage, Jesus mentioned abiding me.
英文意思翻出来，这个常在的意思呢，就是住在主里面。
In English translation means abiding me.
他也住在我们里面。
And he in me. And he, I in him.
好，最后一处经文在约翰一书。
In 1 John.
我们再翻回到约翰一书第四。
Chapter 4.
第十五节读到第十七节。
15 through 17.
约翰一书第四章。
First John, 第十五节。Chapter 4, 15 through 17.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we this world. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, thank you for your presence.
主，当我们再来到你神圣话语的面前。
When we come before your holy words.
主，求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We ask you to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道你。
So we can truly know you.
叫我们也能够知道你在我们身上荣耀的心意。
So we can know your glorious will for us.
主，感谢你，因为你的救恩是全备。
Thank you for your salvation is complete.
主，你的恩典是够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient.
主，愿早晨圣灵在带领我们能够进入这父子圣灵的交通里。
May the Holy Spirit lead us into the communion with our Father and Son.
主，叫我们实在是能够活在你的面前。
So we can live before you.
能够活在你的同在里。
Live in your presence.
仰望你早晨再向我们施恩。
We look to your mercy, Lord.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen. 最近这段日子和弟兄姐妹交通属灵的操练。
These days I have been fellowshipping spiritual exercise.
基督徒在地上要过一个能够荣耀神的生活。
Christian need to live a life that glorify God.
我们要能够过一个正常属灵的生活。
We need to live a normal spiritual life.
我们就不能缺少这属灵的操练。
We cannot lack spiritual exercise.
这属灵的操练就是要操练敬虔。
The spiritual exercise is to practice godliness.
这操练敬向神。
Is to practice in His presence.
乃是在我们灵的里面要向神。
In our spirit, we need to face God.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
他也将他这个灵的生命也赐给了我们。
He has given us His life as a spirit.
所以神盼望我们能够像他。
So God wants us, hope us that we'll be like Him.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神要把每一个蒙他的人。
Those who are saved by Him.
都把我们做成像他儿子的形象。
We will form into his son's image.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose he saved us.
也是我们属灵操练的最重要的目的。
And also the spiritual practice of our of the purpose.
感谢主，早晨在擘饼的时候。
Thank the Lord during the communion service.
有好几位弟兄姐妹的祷告在主面前都是为着这个目的。
There are many prayers that pray for this purpose.
就盼望神能够把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
So that we can conform to the image of his son.
为了这个缘故，我们必须要来殷勤的来操练这属灵的生命。
For this purpose, we need to diligently practice this spiritual exercise.
盼望我们都知道神拯救我们，不单单只是叫我们罪得赦免，可以上天堂。
Not only that we are saved to go to heaven and for our sins be forgiven.
神实在是盼望我们都能够得着他儿子的生命。
But God wants us to have His Son's life.
而且是得着丰丰盛盛的。
And richly
attained. 叫我们将来能够丰丰富富的进到神的国。
We can enter into His kingdom.
提摩太前书第四章告诉我们。
In Timothy chapter 4.
操练身体益处还少。
To practice the physical exercise.
操练敬虔，凡事都有益处。
To practice godliness, there will be benefit.
因为有今生，还有来生的应许。
Because you are promised with a future.
我想我们应该都相当熟悉这一段的经文。
I'm sure you are familiar with this passage.
我们知道操练这个身体呢需要操练。
We know the physical body needs to exercise.
身体的操练呢是有益处的。
There are benefits to that.
但这个益处呢，它是少的。
But this benefit is very little.
为什么它是少的？
Why is that?
因为它不过就是在今生呢，对我们这个身体有一点的益处。
Because it's only beneficial to our physical body during this life.
相较于这操练敬虔，
compared to the godliness practice,
哪有神圣的应许？
There are promises to that.
因为它的益处乃是存远。
Because the benefits will last for eternity.
所以我们实在是没有办法能够想象这操练的重要。
So we can imagine how important it is to practice the spiritual exercise.
我就想说用圣经里头的一个例子来说明这件事情。
I'll use an example in the Bible to explain this.
在马太福音第22章那里，主耶稣讲到天国，他用了一个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 2, Jesus used one parable.
我想我没时间读，但如果弟兄能够把那个圣经打在上面的话，大家能够有一点印象。
I don't have time to read the passage, but we have the brother to shine it on the projection.
就是在马太福音第二十二章第十一节开始那里。
In Matthew chapter 2, verse 11.
主耶稣说天国好像一个比喻，就是说一个王呢为他的儿子宴席。
It is a parable that the king has prepared a wedding feast for the son.
他就打发仆人呢去找了好多邀请好多人来参加这个宴席。
He asked the servants to invite many people to attend.
他这个宴席呢都预备好了。
The feast has been prepared.
他邀请的人呢，有一些人各种不同的理由呢，他们就拒绝来参加这样的王的宴席。
Yes, some of the guests with several different reasons they would refuse.
但是呢，这王呢就继续呢，继续叫这个仆人呢，再去大路去马路上啊，无论善恶都把人再招来。
The king will send the servants to the streets and invite all the evil or the good to come.
我们看见这实在是。和怜悯。
This is the mercy and grace of God.
他实在是愿意所有的人都能够来参加他的娶亲的宴席，为他儿子娶亲的宴席。
He will ask all to attend the wedding feast of his son.
所以呢，终于这个宴席呢就坐满了宾客。
So the feast is filled with guests.
然后呢，这位王呢就进来观看，来参加宴席的宾客当中呢，有一个人呢没有穿礼服。
So the king came in and see one person did not dress well.
这王就问这位宾客说：“朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？”
So the king asked, "Friend, you came here, did not prepare to dress well."
那个宾客呢就无言可答。
Did not have any words to answer.
然后王就对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手来，把他丢在外面的黑，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。”
So the king asked the servant to bound that person and throw it into.Darkness, he's weeping and gnashing teeth.
那这个没有穿礼服的宾客是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that he was not?
主乃是让我们看到救的人。
He is a believer, saved by grace.
但是当他还给他恩典头。
But while on earth, when he still have grace.
他没有好好的来操练这属灵的生命。
He did not practice the spiritual exercise.
他没有让基督的性格呢在他身上成型。
He did not allow the characteristic of nature, Jesus to form in him.
基督的性格在我们身上渐渐成型呢，就成为我们参加那婚宴、参加那个宴席里头那个那件礼服。
When the characteristic of Jesus forming us, that is the wedding.
所以我们做到那日，我们都要进到这国度的婚宴里头。
Attend the wedding.
一个蒙恩得救的儿女都要进到这个婚宴里。
All the children of God that saved by grace will attend this wedding.
但是问题是，我们有没有预备好穿起这件礼服
？The question is whether we are ready to dress for wedding.
我们有机会，我们让基督的性格在我们身上成型。
When we still have the opportunity, they would allow the characteristic of Jesus to form in us. So during the wedding, if we're not prepared, then we will be thrown into darkness. We will repent.
为什么在地上神给我们的恩典的日子里没有好好的来操练这属灵的生命
Why while on earth we did not practice the spiritual exercise?
我们为什么没有让圣灵将基督的性格制作在我们身上
We did not allow the Holy Spirit to mold the characteristics of Jesus in us.
所以盼望主还给我们有这恩典的机会
May the Lord have the opportunity given to us.
我们一同好好的来操练这属灵的生命。
We practice the spiritual exercise.
我们知道神赐给我们每一个蒙恩的人的生命是他自己那个荣耀的生命。
We know that he has given us his glorious life.
这个生命呢是一个属灵的生命。
This life is a spiritual life.
这属灵的生命呢人的里面的深处。
This spiritual life is deep in the believers.
这属灵的生命并不像我们身体上其他的器官。
It's not any like any organs in our body.
这个灵在我们里面是我们肉眼看不见的。
We cannot see our with our physical eyes.
是我们这看不见的比看得见的更加的宝贵。
The Bible tells us what you have seen, what cannot be seen is more precious than what you can see.
因为我们看得见的呢是暂时的。
Because what we can see is temporal.
而那在我们里面那属灵的生命，虽然看它却是存到永远。
But what is in us that will last to eternity?
那这个我们都很清楚。
We all know.
神赐给我们这个奥妙的身体。
God has given us this wonderful body.
实在是太奇妙、太宝贵。
It's amazing and precious.
但是我们知道这个身体能够存留多久呢
？But how long can it last?
照着摩西所讲的标准。 不过就七十八十。
According to the standard of Moses, we can only last 70 or 80.
那是人一般的情形。
This is the normal condition of a man.
当然，在我们西南区那里，我们感谢主，有一些年长弟兄已经94岁了。
We know some brothers are 94 in the West Office.
不过这个身体呢，再久呢，我想顶多也不会超过120年。
I don't think we can last more than 120 years.
所以我们知道，这身体虽然看得见的呢，虽然是很奇妙也很宝。
Even though we can see, we know it's marvelous.
但它不过是暂时的。而神所赐给我们这属灵的生命，它却是要存到永远。
But this spiritual life will last forever.
因为我们这个灵呢，这个属灵生命是看不见的。
Because we cannot see the spiritual life.
所以我们操练的时候呢，我们乃是要借着灵的功用。
When we practice, we need the function of the spirit.
这属灵生命在我们有它的功用。
The spirit in us has functions.
这灵的功用主要三个方面。讲到直觉，讲到交通。
There are three aspects. It talks about conscience, intuition, and communion.
我们前面两次已经交通过良
心。Worship the conscience and the intuition.
其中这良心的功用呢，是灵的功用里头最基本的一样。
Conscience is the most fundamental function of the spirit.
住在我们灵里面的圣灵呢，他要借着这良心的功用来带领我们过一个属灵的生活。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into this fundamental spiritual life.
这良心的功用叫我们知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
The conscience allows us to know what is right and wrong.
叫我们知道什么是神所称义的，什么是神所定罪的。
What is justified to God, what is condemned by God.
我们若真实好好的来操练这良心的功用，
If we truly practice the function of conscience,
圣灵就能够借着良心的功用来带领我活在神的面前。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to live before God.
叫我们能看见什么是神喜欢的，我们就不去做。
So we know what is not pleased to God, and we will not do it.
什么是神所喜悦的，我们就去做。
And whatever is pleased to God, we will do it.
如此，我们在神的面前就能够保守一颗清洁无愧的良心。
Therefore, we can keep a pure and clean conscience before God.
叫我们能够与神有一个亲密的交通。
So we can have a close fellowship with God.
上次也提到我们灵里面那直觉的功用。
Last time I have mentioned the intuition.
这直觉的功用乃是叫我们能够直接的能够认识神。
We can know God directly.
借着赐我们智慧和启示的圣灵住在我们里面。
Through the spirit that give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in us.
圣灵就借着这灵里面的直觉呢，叫我们能够真认识神。
Through the intuition of the spirit, we can know God.
不是只是我们间接从人或从读书而来的一些属灵的知识。
It's not the spiritual, not through the book or the other people.
弟兄姐妹，这直觉的功用对我们生活是何等的重要。
The intuition is so important to us.
我们何等需要能够从灵里头真我们的神。
Through spirit, we need to truly know God.
并且透过这直觉的功用呢，叫我们能够明白神在我们身上的心意。
Through intuition, we will know the will of God for us.
叫我们因着能够知道神，我们就能够顺服。
Because we know the will of God, so we will obey.
叫我们在地上就能够过一个讨神喜悦、能够荣耀神的生活。
We can live a life that can glorify God.
那么今天呢，要和弟兄姐妹继续来交通这灵的功用里头第三个方面。
I want to share the third aspect of this spiritual life.
就讲到交通。
It's communion.
简单的来讲，这灵的功用里头，交通呢是最重要的一样。
The communion is the most important function of spirit.
这是神叫我们的灵活过来的最主要的目的。
This is the purpose why God revive our spirit.
叫我们能够借着里头这活的灵，能够与神有交通。
Through the living spirit in us, we can follow God.
因为我们知道神是灵。
We know God is spirit.
我们要与他交通。我们要来敬拜他，必须是在灵的里头，在真实里头来敬拜他。
When we need to fellowship and worship him, we need to fellowship in truth and spirit.
所以我们刚刚读到哥林多前书第一章第九节告诉我们
，In First Corinthians chapter one tells us,
神召我们就是叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督有交通。
We were called into fellowship with his son.
所以我们知道，当我们一蒙恩得救
，When we were just saved.
圣灵就重生了我们
We were reborn.
我们的灵就活过来了
Our spirit is alive.
我们有一个活的灵
We have a living spirit.
与神 他生命的性质是同样的。
The same characteristic of God's Spirit.
当我们一得救，我们从心灵里头就呼叫阿爸父。
When we are saved, we can call him Abba Father.
我们这位神有交通。
We can fellowship with this God.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very.
那这个交通的意义呢是什么呢
？What is the meaning of fellowshipping with him?
我想有两个方面。
There are two aspects.
第一就是联合。
It first is to unite with him.
因着性质相同，我们能够与神有联合。
Because we have the same characters, then we can be united with him.
这是那个交通第一方面的意义。
This is the first aspect of the meaning.
交通第二方面的意义呢，乃是说到分享。
The second is to share.
就是哥林多前书第一章那边所讲到的，叫我们与神的儿子。主耶稣基督呢，能够有分享。
We can share, we can fellowship with our, the Son, Jesus Christ.
这个交通的里面讲这个分享的意义，就是说呢，凡主耶稣基督所有的，我们都能够分享。
Whatever Jesus has, then we can have.
所以我们看见这是何等宝贵的事。
This is so important.
我们不仅能够与神与三而一这位真神呢，能够联合。
We can unite with the Triune God.
我们还能够享受。这位三而一真神里头一切的丰富
We can enjoy all the fullness in the Trine
好我们就进来我们就从这两个方面来意义
Let's learn what is the meaning of this fellowship
第一方面讲到联合
The first is to unite with God
在约翰一书第一章那里告诉我们那里有一个交通
In 1 John chapter 1 tells us there's a union
就在永恒的里面在创立世界以前在那里有一个完全合一完全联合的交通
there's a fellowship in the beginning of the world
这个交通呢乃是父子圣灵在他们三个位格里头那联合的交通
the father the son and the spirit in all persons they fellowship each other
那这个交通呢从前的永远到将来的永远都在那都是存在的
In the beginning and to the end, they will exist.
我们看见父子圣灵，他乃是三而一之神。
Father, Son, and the Spirit, they are Triune God.
他们是完全的联合，完全的合一，就是一位。
They are one with each other.
虽然他们有三个不同的位格。
Even though they are three persons.
虽然他们的职事相同。
Their ministries are different.
但他们在那里是完全的一。
But they are one.
那联合。
They are completely united.
在那里有一个。永远的一个交通
There's a fellowship to eternity
那个交通是我们没有办法想象没有办法明白的
We cannot understand nor to imagine
是那样的美好那样的和谐
It's so perfect in harmony
是在永远的里面父子圣灵有一个完全联合的交通
In the eternity there's a Father, Son and the Spirit are united to fellowship
那感谢赞美主
Thank the Lord
借着神的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上
Christ come to earth.
他在十字架上成就这永远的救赎。
On the cross, he had completed salvation.
他就将那一切信他的人都带进到这个交通的里头。
To those who to him that believes, he will lead them into this fellowship.
所以在这里呢，那个使徒约翰。
So John tells us.
他说这个交通呢，是他所听见、所看见。亲眼看过，亲手摸过。
This fellowship is he we have heard and we have seen with our eyes and we have looked at and touched our hands.
我们看见这个，就是借着主耶稣基督赐给了我们。
We see that this fellowship has given to us through Jesus Christ.
它就是那起初原有的生命之道。
That is the beginning, the word of life.
它是把那个三而一神到地上。
The fellowship of the Triune God to earth.
叫我们这些因着信他的人，我们也能够进入到这个交通里头。
Because we believe in Him, that we can enter into this fellowship.
对当日跟随主耶稣的使徒们来
，disciples that follow Jesus.
他们不仅在灵里面，他们看见过、听见过。
They have heard and seen in the spirit.
而且他们在肉身里头呢，他们也亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
They also have seen and touched with their own hands.
然后如今他要把这个交通呢也要带给我们
Today that they will lead us into this fellowship also
但是当他把这个交通要带给我们的时候呢他知道我们就不能像当日的使徒们一样
When he brought this fellowship to us we cannot be like the disciples
因为我们再也不能够像当日我们能够亲眼用我们的肉眼看见我们也不能亲手用我们的手 来摸这个生命之道。
Cannot see our with our own eyes or touch with our own hands to the word of the light.
我们乃是在圣灵的里头，在我们灵的里头，我们来看见，我们来听见。
We can only see with our spirit and hear in our spirit.
我们乃是在灵的里头来与这三而一之神能够有交通。
In our spirit, we can fellowship with the Triune God.
我们能够与父神交通，能够与神的儿子耶稣基督交通。
We can commune with the Father and the Son Jesus Christ.
借这个交通，叫我们喜乐可以充。
Can fill with joy.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天不要想要去想，有一些人在那里讲说，哎呀，我看见主。
Don't think that some people would say they see the appearance of Jesus. We don't know that will happen or not.
但圣经给我们看见的，我们乃是在灵的里头来与这三而一之真神有交通。
But the Bible tells us we have this fellowship with the Triune God in the Spirit.
所以这里呢，我们看见我们这圣灵把我们进入基督的身体。
Because the Holy Spirit has led us into fellowship.
我们看见我们不仅与有同样的生命性质。
We have the characteristic of God's life.
圣灵把我们浸成基督的身体。
And Holy Spirit baptized us into the body of Christ.
所以每一个受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们都连于元首基督。
Those who have been baptized are entering into the body of Christ.
可见我们与这个元首与这个头呢是完全的联合。
We are united with this head.
就像我们这个身子所有的肢体呢都是与这个头是联合在一起的。
It's just like the member of our body is united with the head.
叫我们能够与元首与这个头呢身体与头呢有交通。
So we can fellowship with the head.
因为它是联合在一起的。
Because they are in one.
我想就用一个例子来帮助我们明白。
I want to use one example to understand.
我们知道那个 Dumbo 的爱宴啊是非常著
名。The love feast in Dumbo is very famous.
弟兄姐妹，这个爱宴非常好，非常的丰盛。
Brothers and sisters had prepared the love feast very well.
我相信你们也都非常的享受。
We know you enjoy it.
但今天呢，如果在 Austin 那边呢，有弟兄姐妹们，他们听说了。
So the brothers and sisters in Austin had heard.
哎，他们知道说，当我的爱宴了，实在是太丰富了。
The love feast at Dumbo is so well prepared.
他们有这个知识。
They know it.
他们能不能享受得到呢
？Can they enjoy that?
能不能？
Can they?
他们如果要享受的话，他们要怎么办
？If they need to prepare, what would they need to do?
快的话呢，他们买张飞机票可以飞过来。
They can buy a ticket and fly over here.
那慢的话呢，他们开车也得开个三个小时。
Or they spend 3 hours driving.
他们必须来到这里，他们才能够享受这个爱宴的交通，是不是
？They have to come here to enjoy the love feast.
那我们说，现在科技发达，有更好的一个方式。
We know their technology has advanced, so there's another way.
我们可以做视讯。
We can use visual effect.
视讯啊 ，video conference.
Video conference.
他可以看得到弟兄姐妹在这里那个爱宴是那样的丰盛。
They can see what we eat here.
不受时空的限制。
They are not limited by space.
他们的确是看见了。
For sure, they have seen it.
他们能不能想
？Can they enjoy it?
不能。
No.
必须要来到这里，是不是
？They have to come here.
他们必须要与当地弟兄姐妹有这个联合。
They have to be with the brothers and sisters.
他们才能够享受在当地弟兄姐妹这爱宴的丰富。
So they can enjoy the love feast with brothers and sisters here.
所以我们看到在旧约的时候
，So in the Old Testament,
神的百姓他们必须从应许地四面八方，他们必须要都要来到耶路撒冷。
The people of God, they all need to gather at Jerusalem.
可是，就算他们神的百姓来到了耶路撒冷
，Even though they come to Jerusalem，
他们只能进到这个圣所的外面
，They could only enter into the outer court。
他们不能够进到圣所或者到至圣所里
，They cannot enter the holy or the holy of holy。
他们只能停留在那个圣所的外面呢，来那样子来亲近神
，They could only enter the outer court of the temple。
而其中呢，只有利未人他们能够进到圣所里。
Only the Levites can enter in the holy.
他们能够在神的圣所里面呢，在那里侍奉。
They can serve God in the temple.
在那里亲近神。
To be near to God.
唯有一年一次大祭司。
Only once in a year, the high priest.
他能够独自的进到神同在的至圣所里。
He can enter into the holy of holy alone.
他还必须带着血才能够进去。
He has to be sprinkled with blood to enter.
他带着血呢，是为了自己，为了全会众的罪。赎罪而用的。
It's to redeem the sin for that purpose.
所以我们看见，在神的百姓当中，一年只有一次，只有一个大祭司，他能够独自的进到 神同在的至圣所里。
So among the people of God, there's only one high priest in once a year that he can enter the Holy of Holy to enter the presence of God.
在那里，
the presence of God, he is drawn near to God.
就算是这样的一个尊贵的大祭司，一年一次带着血进到了神同在的至圣所里。
The honorable high priest with blood shed sprinkled on him, he can enter in the Holy of Holy.
他也只能在里头短暂的停留。
For a very short moment, he lay in there.
如果我们还记得大祭司他所穿圣袍。
If we remember the dressing of the holy high priest,
他那个圣袍啊有铃铛。
On the robe there's a bell.
为什么要有铃铛呢？
Why does he need that?
乃是提醒这位在至圣所里侍奉神的大祭司。
It's to remind the high priest that when he's serving the holy of holy,
他在那里不能久留。
He cannot stay long.
他在那里把他所当做的事情办完之后，他必须要快快的离开那圣洁荣耀神的同在。
Whenever he has finished what he needs to do in the Holy of Holy, he needs to leave the presence of God.
不然他就会被击杀。
Or else he will be killed.
所以身上的铃铛就在那里不住地提醒他。
So the bell is reminding him.
他现在乃是在那圣洁荣耀神的同在里。
He is in the presence of the Holy of Holy.
他不能在那里久留。
He cannot stay long. The Lord.
在主耶稣来到地上，在十字架。永远的救赎。
When the Lord Jesus come to earth and accomplish the salvation for eternal life,
我们看见靠着主耶稣的血，借着他的身体，为我们开又新又活的路。
By his body, he has opened this living and active way for us.
叫我们能够坦然无惧的进到至圣所里。
So we can enter into the holy of holy with confidence.
我们能够来到圣洁荣耀神的面前。
We can come before the holy God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在握柄聚会当中我们常常祷告的。
This is what we pray in the communion service.
但是实在是求主将借着圣灵更多的启示我。
May the Lord reveal Himself to us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够明白这是何等大的福分。
So that we know how blessed we are.
我们能够靠着主的血，能够借着他的身体，能够坦然无惧来到圣洁荣耀神的同在里。
By his blood and through his body that we can come to the presence of the Holy God.
我们不仅能够来到神同在的里面。
Not only we can enter into his presence.
不仅在我们擘饼聚会的时候，我们能经过这条又新又活的路来到圣洁荣耀面前。
In the communion service, we can enter into the living and active way.
我们还可以住在神同的至圣所里。
We can live in the presence of his Holy of Holy.
我们是不需要离开的。
We don't need to leave.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够想象这个福分吗？
Can we imagine the blessing?
在旧约时候，那尊贵的大祭司只能短暂的停留在神同在的面前。
In the Old Testament, the high priest could only stay for a very short time.
而今天，我们能够靠着主的血，能够靠着他的身体，我们能够进到至圣所里。
By his blood and through his body, we can enter in the Holy of Holy.
我们能够住在至圣所里，不需要再离开。
We can dwell in the Holy of Holy. We don't need to leave.
我们能够完全的与神联合。
We can be one with God.
我们能够永远的在神同在的里面。
We can be in his presence forever.
弟兄姐妹，这是讲到我们今天能够与神交通的第一方面的意义。
This is the meaning of the first aspect.
我们实在是需要圣灵更多的开启我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal more.
好像我们能够珍惜这神宝贵的同在。
So we can treasure His presence.
好，在交通的意义的第二方面讲分享。
The second aspect of communion is to share.
我们刚刚提到说，神召我们的目的，就叫我们能够与主耶稣基督能够分享他的丰盛。
God has called us into the fellowship of His Son.
就叫讲到说，我们能够有份于神儿子的交通。
So we can be partaker of his fellowship.
我想我就用约翰福音第十五章那边的一幅图画来说明这件。
I want to use the picture in John chapter 15.
在那里讲，主耶稣告诉我们是那真葡萄树。
Jesus tells us he is the vine.
父呢，父神呢
，the gardener.
而我们呢，就是他这葡萄树上的枝子。
We are the branches on the vine.
他讲到说，这个枝子呢，乃是要接在葡萄树上。
The branches need to be on the vine.
这个就是一个完整的葡萄树。
This is a complete vine.
这葡萄树呢，与枝子呢，是一体的。
The vine and the branches are one.
在这里，主耶稣告诉我们说，常在我里面的，我也常在他。
Here Jesus tells us, Those who abide in me, I am in him.
这讲到在呢，我们如果就用住，用英文翻译说住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
The English translation, he abides in me and I in him.
这个住呢，就是讲到交通。
Abide means to fellowship.
它等于讲到交通里面呢，这个分享、享用的这个部分。
It tells us that we can fellowship and enjoy one another.
我好像跟弟兄姐妹提到过我们家门口的一棵树。
I have mentioned that there's a tree in front of my front door.
我想跟大家也是一个很好的图画来解释这件事情。
That's a good picture to explain this.
就在一个暴风之后。那看起来好好的。
After the storm, the tree was still standing.
过了一段时间呢，有一个那个大树枝呢，那整个的叶子呢，整片那里呢，都变黄了。
After a while, one of the big branch, the leaves had wilted.
那我仔细一看，就发现了那一片的叶子的那个大树枝呢，它其实已经断裂了。
I discovered that branch had been broken.
虽然我乍看之下呢，这棵树还是完整的。
If I see it from afar, the tree is complete.
那个树枝和它的叶子呢，和它的细枝和叶子呢，都还是挂在那个树上面。
The little branches are still on the branch.
它并没有藏在这个树的上面。
But the little leaves that did not abide on that branch. The branch did
not
abide on the tree.
The tree. 对，那个枝子呢，它并没有接在，它虽然还挂在那上面，但是它并没有住在这个树的上面，
even though the branch,
住在树的里面。
Even though the branch is still on the tree, but the branch is not abiding on the tree.
所以它得不到这个树的养分的供应呢，渐渐的，那整个的树枝叶子呢就枯黄了。
It did not receive nutrients from the tree, so it wilted.
所以我用这个图画来解释这些藏在主的里面。
I use this picture to explain abiding in Jesus.
我们知道，当我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we have believed,
神就把我们放在基督里。
The Lord had placed us in Jesus.
所以我们知道，在地位上，我们乃是在这个树上。
In position, we are on the tree.
这个在呢，是一个事实。
To abide is the true fact.
它是一个地位。
It's a position.
但是呢，我们必须要能够有那个实际。
We have to have the reality.
要藏在基督里。
We have to abide in Jesus.
这个枝子呢，就必须要住在这个树的里。
The branches need to live in the tree.
住是什么意思呢
？To abide, what does that mean?
就是它必须要有交通。
You have to fellowship.
它必须要从树得着营养的供应。
You have to receive nutrients from the tree.
就像葡萄树的枝子一样。
Just like the branches on the vine.
它如果能够分享这个葡萄树的一切的养分的供应。
If it can receive all the nutrients from the vine.
主耶稣用这个图画告诉我们，这个枝子呢，就会结出许多果子来。
So Jesus uses this picture to tell us that the branch will bear much fruit.
他所讲到的这个。常住在树上面，就讲到说，要能够有这个一切的营养。
Abiding in the vine means to share all the nutrient from the vine.
就讲到必须枝子和树呢，必须要有交通。
The branches and the tree need to fellowship.
好叫这个树枝呢，能够分享葡萄树一切的丰富。
So the branches will receive all the nutrient from the vine.
它的结果呢，就是多结果子。
The result is.
叫栽培的父呢得着荣耀。
So to glorify God, the gardener of God.
也就是我们主耶稣基督呢，他得着他。
This will be testified.
叫人们身上看见那许多圣灵的果子呢，荣耀给主。
So people can see all the spiritual fruit from on us to give God the glory.
就看见我们乃是主耶稣基督的门徒。
See the disciple of Jesus.
我就用一个这个。刚过去这个周末，在英国的那个世纪婚礼做一个例子。
In the past weekend, we see the real wedding.
我不晓得多少人有看那个他们所谓的世纪的婚礼啊，就是这个威廉王子跟那个 Catherine 结婚。
I don't know how many have you seen the wedding? It's Prince William and Catherine's wedding.
我想那个王子与公主的那个事情，可能已经跟我那个隔得太远了。
The princess and the prince matters is far from me.
但是我们看见这个女孩子叫 Kate， 原来她的名字叫 Kate。
Her original name is Katie。
这个 Kate 呢，她本来她是一个29的孩子。
She is 20 year old。
当然她相
当不错。29 year old。
各方条件都不错。
She's plain。
但是呢，在她条件虽然不错。丰富呢是没有关系的。
But she's not related to the royal family.
是不是？可当她跟这个威廉王子结婚以后
，After she married to the Prince William，
她不仅二人呐、啊、成为一体
They are in one.
你发现这个 Kate 呢，她名字马上就改了。
She changed her name.
她就要改成叫 Catherine.
She's Catherine now.
这个人是一模一样的一个人。
Same person.
但她名字呢，就必须发生一个改变。
But the name has to change.
当她变成 Catherine 之后
，After she's name changed,
她就是威廉王子的一个她的妻子。
She's the wife of Prince William.
她成为英国皇家的一员。
She's become a member of the royal family.
她就有份于英国皇家一切的丰富。
She can partake all the riches in the royal family.
当然，她有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
她必须要藏在这个英国皇家的这个家庭里面。
She needs to abide in the family.
她就能够呢，有份于英国皇家一切的丰富。
So she can take all the riches of the royal family.
所以在这里我们看见，今天实在是神给我们。
Here we see God has seen us.
神叫我们能够有份于他儿子一切的丰富。
We can partake in all the riches of his son.
因着我们与
Because we are in one with Jesus.
我们能够享受在基督里一切的丰富。
We can enjoy all the fullness of in Jesus.
哥罗西书二章九节告诉我们
Colossians tells us. 2:9.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里。
And for he, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
如今我们知道借着圣灵呢，这一切我们，并且住在我们里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, he has given us his fullness and dwelling us.
在灵里的交通呢，我们能够来享用基督里一切的丰盛。
Enjoy Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主的面前，我们要有这个认识。
We have had to have this knowledge.
神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里赐给了我们。
The fullness of God has given us through Jesus.
也住在我们灵的里面。
It is in living in the spirit within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们还需不需要再求呢
？Do we need to ask?
是不是要再求从神再从天上再给我们加什么呢
？Do we need to ask to add more?
神说都赐给你了。
God said it had been given to you.
就在你的里面。
It is in you.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的已经赐给我们，并且住在我们里面。
And the fullness of the deity has dwelt in us.
叫我们能够来借着交通呢，能够来支取，能够来享用。
Through the fellowship, we can draw and partake.
当我们软弱的时候
，When we are weak,
基督就是我们的刚强。
Jesus is our strength.
借着灵的交通，我们能够来享用。
Through this fellowship in the spirit, we can enjoy.
我们忧虑的时候
，When we worry.
刚刚弟兄讲到叹息啊
，Our brother,
对呢，常常喜欢叹息。
We sigh a lot.
我们刚开始呢，自己一个人在自己面前叹息。
Ourselves.
结婚以后呢
，After our marriage,
就在配偶面前叹息。
We sigh before ever.
有了孩子以后呢
，After we have children,
就要叹息更多。
To share that he has more sigh.
我们一天到晚在人的面前在那里叹息来叹息去。
We are sighing before man.
我们就不来到主的面前来叹息。
We don't come before God to sigh.
不要怕，主他知道我们的。
Don't be afraid that the Lord knows you.
如果我们有时候真的是胜不过需要叹息的时候
，If we cannot overcome, we need to sigh.
我们能够来到主的面前叹息。
We can come before the Lord to sigh.
因为当我们忧虑的时候，他就是我们的安息。
When we are worried, he is our rest.
当我们缺乏的时候，他是我们的预备。
When we lack, that he prepared for us.
我们无助的时候，他是我们的扶持， when, 是我们的依靠。
When we are weak, he is our trust.
我们在苦难里头的时候，他就是我们的平安。
When we are poor, then he is our peace.
当我们疲惫的时候，他是我们的力量。
When we are weak, that he is our when we are weary, then he is our strength.
就你们这一切的丰盛，都已经有形有体的住在我们里面。
All these fullness is in with the deity is in bodily form.
多少时候我们是何等可怜人
？We were poor and pity.
我们是何等无知的一个人
？We are helpless.
这么丰足就在我们里面。
The wonderful in us.
我们却不懂得来享用。
Yet we don't know how to use.
才是求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
因为让我们看见这交通是何等的重要。
We see how important it is to fellowship with him.
何等的宝贵
It's so precious.
因为这一切的丰盛都赐给了我们。
All this fullness has been given to us.
我们如何能够来享用、来支取呢
？How can we draw all this help for help?
要借着这个灵里的交通。
It's through the fellowship in the spirit.
我们实在是必须要时时刻刻的来操练这个灵里面的交通。
We need to practice this spiritual exercise.
好像我们在地上真是能够活出主那荣耀的见证。
So we can live out the testimony to glorify God.
好，那我们要怎么样子来操练这属灵的交通呢？
How can we practice the spiritual exercise?
很简单，
simply,
先把它的条件呢，很快跟大家说一下。
Tell you the condition first.
当然，这个交通的条件必须是性质相同。
We have to have the same character.
我们前面讲过，神是灵。
The God is a spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
神一切的丰盛都在我们的灵。
The fullness of God is in the spirit.
所以我们必须要跟神有同样的性质，我们才能够与他有交通。
So we have the same characteristics of God, so we can with him.
感谢主，主已经叫我们的灵活过来。
Thank the Lord, He has revived our spirit.
而且把这灵的功用恢复了。
And He has revived the function of the spirit.
叫我们能够借着灵的功用与他有交通。
Through the function of the spirit, we can fellowship with him.
叫我们能够借着灵的功用来享用基督里一切的丰盛。
Through the function of the spirit, we can enjoy all the fullness.
不仅我们的交通不仅要性质相同。
Not only we need to have the same character.
我们还必须要有相同的 状态。
We have to have the same condition.
Condition 就是这个情形啊。
The condition of the spirit has to be same.
这个义呢，跟不义的呢是不能相交的。
The righteous and the unrighteous cannot.
今天如果我们的生活啊，我们在行一些不义的事情。
When our daily life we are unrighteous.
我们还盼望能够来支取基督一切的丰盛。
And yet we hope to draw all the fullness of.
哥林多后书告诉我们，义与不义啊是不能相交的。
Second Corinthians tells us the unrighteous cannot fellowship with the righteous.
如果我们在生活当中行了不义的事
，In our daily life we are unrighteous.
我们就不能够来交通，不能够来基督里的丰盛。
We cannot enjoy the full in Jesus.
我们也知道光与黑暗也不能相交。
We know the light and darkness cannot fellowship.
如果我们犯了罪
，we have sinned.
如果我们心偏于邪
，and we are evil.
我们落到黑暗里头。
We have fallen into darkness.
当我们还在黑暗的时候
，we are still in darkness.
我们就不能与在光中的神有相交。
We cannot fellowship with the God that's in light.
我们知道神是真实的。
We know He is real.
在我们里面若是有虚假
，if we have falsehood,
这个真实和虚假呢也不能有相交。
The real and the false cannot.
我们知道
the truth and the false cannot.
这位真又真，那虚假的偶像是没有关系的。
We know the false idol cannot fellowship with the real God.
所以，如果我们活在虚假的生活里头，
错。
如果我们有所谓我们爱慕那看得见或看不见的偶像
，We love the idol that we cannot see.
所以我们与真实的神也就不能有相交。
Then we cannot fellowship with the true God.
我们知道圣洁的神与不洁也不能有相交。
We know the holy God fellowship with the unholy one.
Unholy 或者说 unclean 或者说 impure 就是我们不纯不净的时候
when we are impure
所以这些事情都会叫我们跟神的交通呢产生一些的问题
that will hinder us to fellowship with God
所以我们如果要跟神有交通
if we want to commune with God
不仅我们性质要相同
even though we need to have the same character
我们的灵的情形也必须与神是相同
or the condition of our spirit has to be the same
好像我们能够在与神的交通里头
，so we can have no hindrance in our fellowship。
而在生活当中，我们怎么样来实行这个我们这个操练这个灵的交通
？How can we practice in our daily life to fellowship with God？
Yeah, 我想，但是我就看时间的根据时间呢，我就讲
，but I'll share as much as I can。
关于基督徒的读。
First is the Bible daily reading.
每一个神的儿女都必须要读圣经。
All the children must read Bible.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们读经的生活如何。
I don't know how's your daily life.
就盼望你们能够越早建良好的读经习惯，越早越好。
Hopefully you will build up a good habit of reading Bible as early as you can.
因为它能够叫我们能够生活在与神的这个交通的里头。
That will allow us to live in the fellowship with God.
最基本的，我们必须要天天的要读神的话语。
Fundamentally, we need to read Bible every day.
不仅要读神的话语
，Not only read the Word of God.
我们不仅用脑袋来读，我们更是要用我们的心灵来读神的话语。
Not only read it with our mind and also our heart.
因为我们知道主的话就是灵，就是生命。
We know the Word of God is the Spirit and truth.
所以我们必须要用我们的灵呢来读神的话语。
We need to use our spirit to read the word of God.
如果我们用了脑袋读神的话语的话
，If we use only our mind,
我们越读呢，脑袋越大。
The more we read, the bigger knowledge we have.
我们就得了所谓的属灵的大头症。
We have the sickness.
我不知道当伯弟兄里面的情形怎么样。
I don't know the condition of the Dumbo.
在去我 跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候，常常听到弟兄姐妹有这样子说。
When I share with the brothers and sisters in West Office,
信主十年了
，10 years they are saved,
累积了不少圣经的知识
，they have accumulated a lot of Bible knowledge,
听了很多的信息
，and listened to many messages.
他们觉得自己好像得了属灵的大头症
，they have this illness of too much knowledge.
知道了很多
，they know a lot,
但是活出来的却很少
，yet they cannot live it out.
那原因就是我们用我们的头脑啊。来读神的话语。
The reason is why we use our mind to read the Bible.
但是我们读圣经必须要用我们的心灵来读神的话。
We have to use our heart to read the Bible.
更重要的是，我们要常常的反复的思想。
Also, we need to meditate on the Word of God.
我们要昼夜默想神的话语。
We need to meditate the Word of God day and night.
这是可以实行的。
This is practicable.
当我们这样来默想神的话语的时候。
When we consider the Word of God,
因为那个保惠师也是训诲师啊，圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in us.
当我们在那里思想的时候呢
，When we meditate,
圣灵呢就解释神的话语。
The Holy Spirit will explain the Word of God to us.
叫我们灵里头啊，就真知道神。
In our spirit, we will truly know God.
就叫我们灵里头呢，因为这需要。是借着圣灵头来开启来光照
Through the Holy Spirit He needs to enlighten us and reveal God to us
我们知道今天我们基督徒的生活都是非常忙碌的
We know we all have a busy life
我们很难得像从前弟兄姐妹他们能够有一段的时间三个钟头四个钟头时间安静在主的面前读他的话语
It's not possible like the brothers and sisters before that they can use 4 or 3 hours to meditate the word of God
所以21世纪我们如何能够借着神的话语来与神有交通呢
In the 21st century how can we fellowship with God
这是我自己实行过的所以我给弟兄姐妹这样的建议
I have practiced this so I will suggest this to you
如果你时间实在是很难得挤得出来。
If you have limited time,
你最好呢早上呢还是能够挤出15分钟、20分钟的时间。
Use 15 or 20 minutes in the morning.
你不要读太多，就读一小段神的话语。
Don't read a lot, just a fragment.
反复的读几遍。
Read several times.
然后呢，盼望能够把它存记在你的心里头。
Remind it, just put it in your heart.
好了，你事情忙忙忙，开始准备看班了。
You get busy and drive to work.
你在路上的时间呢？你不能做别的事情。
On the way to work, not do anything.
你不要去想，等一下工会，等一下公司要做什么事情。
Don't think about meeting that you will have or in the company that you will do.
路上的时间是最宝贵的时间。
That's the most precious time on the way to work.
没有人会打扰你的。
No one will interfere you.
到了个地步，你碰到路上堵车了，你心里面反而感谢赞美主。
When you have the traffic jam on the road, then you praise the Lord.
你多了五分钟时间可以默想神的话。
You have 5 extra minutes to
默想呢，圣灵在里头呢，就把我们带进到与主的交通里头。
Through the meditation that you can, that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the fellowship of God.
我在上班的时间
，When I was working,
很多很多的光照和开启都是在的时间啊，圣灵在里头的开启。
Many revelation came to me on the way to work.
因为我们知道
through the Holy Spirit because we were busy.
所以这是可以我们可以来操练的一件事。
We can practice this.
还有中午休息时间。
How about the lunch time?
我告诉你们，你们上班中午休息时间你们做什么？有些人他们就上网。
Some go on the web.
读新闻，看小说。
Read news or read novel.
一下子一个钟头也过去了。
The hour will pass very fast.
但是中午的时间呢，也能够来与主交通、亲近主的一个很好的时间。
This is a good time to fellowship with God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要在生活当中呢，求主给我们有这样的智慧。
May the Lord have given us this wisdom to use the time wisely.
我们一方面要读主的话语，存记在心。
We need to read the word of God, put it in our heart.
一方面我们要养成一个默想神话语的一个习惯。
We need to have the habit to meditate on His words.
甚至你是喝咖啡 ，coffee break 2分钟。
If you take a coffee break for 2 minutes,
你都能够来默想神的话语。
You can also meditate the word of God.
你都能够从圣灵呢。得着那光照和开启
，Through the Holy Spirit, you will be revealed and enlightened.
你都能够享用基督里那个丰盛。
You can enjoy the fullness of Jesus.
我记得魏弟兄他在年轻的时候，他有一次的经历。
I remember Brother Wei had this experience when he was young.
领他们的弟兄姐妹呢，就要求他们都要有晨更的习惯。
The brothers and sisters that led them asked them to have a morning devotion.
所以我们弟兄每来一定要到主面前呢。
Brothers will get up, pray and read the Bible.
有一次呢，我们弟兄在那个另外一个弟兄呢闹了意见。
That the brother had argument.
哎呀，里头气得不得了。
He was mad.
实在是过不去。
He cannot get over it.
但到晚上实在累了，也得睡觉，就睡着了。
So at night he was tired, so he fell asleep.
那早上起来呢，
In the morning, he got up.
哎，那个气还在。
He still is angry.
哎呀，里面想到还是气。
He still was angry.
弟兄呢，他已经有一个成圣的习惯。
Because the brother has this morning devotion habit.
虽然里头气归气。
Even though he was angry.
跟弟兄还是过不去。
He still cannot get over.
但是呢，硬着头皮，哎，你要打开圣经，要读主的话。
He still opened the Bible and read the Bible.
那他读就读了。
So he read it.
其实呢，他读的时候呢，灵里面跟主呢并没有交通的。
His spirit did not fellowship with God.
刚前面讲到，如果他里头在黑暗
，If he had darkness in his heart，
在里头跟弟兄过不去
，He cannot get over the anger.
灵跟神的灵那个情形啊是不一样的。
The condition of his spirit is different than God's spirit.
却读归读跟主呢并没有交通。
Even though he read, he cannot fellowship with God.
读完了以后呢，里头呢跟弟兄还是过不去。
After he read the Bible, he still cannot get over the anger.
还是要祷告。
Yet he still need to pray.
祷告呢？必须心啊，就要转向主。
So his heart needs to turn to God.
当他在灵里面呢，一转向主的时候
，In his spirit when he turned to God，
那个脸上的帕子就出去。
The veil on his face had been removed.
当我们心一转向主的时候
，When our heart turned to God，
我们就敞着脸见到那主的荣光。
Our face is open to see the radiance of God.
我们弟兄的灵跟主的灵就有相交。
The spirit of the brother has fellowship with the spirit of God.
弟兄在主的光照里面，就实在是看到自己的丑陋，自己的不堪。
God has enlightened our brother that he has shameful.
又在主的面前认罪悔改，靠着主的宝血再一次的得蒙洁净。
He repented before God and he was cleansed by the precious blood of God.
与交通啊，恢复了。
He has recovered the fellowship with God.
喜乐。
The joy was filled.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见这个读经的习惯是非常的重要的。
It's so important to establish the habit to read the Bible.
想想看，如果夫妻两个人吵架了
，If the spouses had arguments，
吵到个地步都不讲话了
，To the point that they will not speak to each other，
都没有交通了
，There's no fellowship。
那我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你们早上起来那读经祷告的时候是怎么读经祷告嘞
？How can you read and pray in the morning？
我们如果来到波饼聚会当中
，When we come to the communion service，
我们跟配偶过不去
，We have argument with our spouse，
跟弟兄姐妹过不去
，We have argument with brothers and sisters。
那灵怎么跟神能够有交通呢
？How can we communion with God？
弟兄姐妹，一些属灵的好习惯能够帮助我们。
There are good habits in the spirit that we can be helped。
如果每天我们早晨都有一个习惯，借着读经祷告来亲近神
，If we have a habit to fellowship with God，
我们就有很多的机会能够被恢复到与神的交通里面。
There are many chances that we can be recovered into the fellowship of God.
在我们祷告生活也是这个样。
In our prayer life is the same.
祷告是一个非常好让我们操练交通的一个机会。
Praying is for us to practice the fellowship of God.
因为我们不仅有固定时间的祷告。
We have this standard time to pray.
我们更能够有随时随地的祷告。
We can have time at any moment.
这祷告并不是讲到我们跟神求这个求什么。
Doesn't mean that we need to ask God for something.
基督徒祷告最重要的一件事情呢，是与神的交通。
The most important thing is to fellowship with God.
不是单向的，而是双向的。
It's the parallel way.
所以我们随时随地都能够与神有交通，借着祷告。
Through the prayer, we can fellowship with God at any time.
我们不要像那圣殿里面那个法利赛人啊，他在那里大声的祷告。
Not like the Pharisees, they would shout out.
他那个不是祷告，那个不是跟神的交通。
That is not fellowship with God.
他祷告给人听的。
They are praying to man.
祷告给自己听的。
They are for man to hear that.
他那里不过是在那里啊表扬自己就是了。
It's to manifest himself.
他那祷告连天花板都出不去。
They cannot.
神也不会听。
Then God will not listen to that prayer.
我们祷告乃是从我们的灵里头来向神祷告。
When we pray through our spirit,
我们的祷告乃是在灵里头与神有一个交通。
In our spirit, we fellowship with God.
所以我们祷告必须是在灵里面祷告。
We in our spirit.
不光是用我们的嘴唇。
Only our lips.
不光是用我们的头脑。
And our mind.
甚至用我们的膝盖。
And also our knees.
最重要的乃是我们的灵必须要转向神。
The most important, our spirit needs to turn to God.
因为当我们的心转向神的时候，我们帕子就除去了。
When our hearts turn to God, our veil is removed.
我们就看见我们的主。
Then we can see God.
我们就与主有交通。
We can fellowship with God.
当我们心转向主的时候
，When our hearts is turned to God.
当我们来亲近神的时候
，When we are drawn near to God.
神说：“你们若亲近我，我就亲近你们。”
If you draw near to me, then I'll be drawn near to you.
所以我们必须在信心里面来祷告。
Then we need to pray in faith.
我们借着神所给我们这些的应许
，through the promises that He has given us，
我们借着信心来到主的面前祷告
，through faith we pray and to Him，
借着信心 来与神有交通。
We can fellowship with him in faith.
主耶稣说你们祷告的时候要进到内屋。
The Lord tells us we need to enter in inner room.
就是要回到我们灵的里头。
We need to go back to our spirit.
要关起门来。
Close the door.
就叫我们戴上帝的头盔。
To wear the sign of salvation.
求圣灵保守我们的心怀意念，不让世界的那些思虑。
May the Holy Spirit keep us to, from all the wandering mind. In faith, we pray to the Father that's hidden. Because the Spirit lives in us. Through faith, we will be close to the Lord.
我们知道穆勒弟兄，他就是这样过一个信心生活的人。
We know Brother Mueller.Lives in this faithful life.
他借着他所办的孤儿院，他乃在生活当中来经历他所信的神，也是我们的神，是那位又真又活、信实的神。
Through the orphanage that he experienced, our God is faithful.
他说，在他一生当中，他蒙神垂听应允的祷告有一万个之多。
He said the Lord has listened to his prayer of over 10,000.
那还是他所记得的。
He reminded him only those.
我们看见我们的神就是这样的信实，这样的真实。
We know the Lord is faithful and real.
那没有时间，我就不讲他的例子了。
There's no time, so I don't share his examples.
那在我们聚会当中，我们也是来这里呢，也是来操练这个交通。
In our meeting, we practice this communion.
我们知道主的同在，借着圣灵在聚会里头。
We know His presence is in the meeting.
不仅神在平日生活当中与我们同在。
Not only in the daily life, His presence is with us.
当我们与弟兄姐妹一同聚在主的面前的时候
，When we gather before Him,
圣灵把更丰富主的同在就带到我们中间。
The Holy Spirit will bring abundant presence of God.
叫我们与主有更深入、更丰富的交通。
So we can deeply to fellowship with.
有些时候弟兄姐妹做见证，我们原本来聚会前是软弱的。
Some brothers and sisters will testify before they come, they were weak.
我们是带着忧愁来的。
We have weary.
但在聚会当中呢？改变了。
But during the meeting, they were changed.
得着力量。
They are strengthened.
我们的忧愁也被去了。
Their worry had been removed.
我们更是热衷嘛。
They are filled with joy.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
就是圣灵把主的同在带到我们聚会里。
Because the Holy Spirit had brought the presence of God to us.
叫我们借着交通呢，我们能够来享用主基督里一切的丰富。
Through the fellowship, we can enjoy all the fullness of God.
所以我们来到聚会里头，我们的灵必须是要敞开的。
So we come to meeting with an open heart.
我们的灵不要是封闭的。
Our spirit should not be closed.
有个弟兄啊，有年长弟兄，他曾经去在欧洲那里有几个聚会服事。
There's an elderly brother served in the meetings in the Europe.
他那一次他所准备的信息呢，跟两个聚会所交通的信息是一样的。
He had prepared a message that is the same as the message of the conference.
他说在一个聚会里头，刚听弟兄们交通主的话语的时候
，When he was sharing in the meeting，
他实在是。经历到主的同在
，He experienced the presence of God.
经历到恩膏的教训
，Anointing the teaching of the anointing.
他发现跟弟兄姐妹啊是可以交通的
，He found he can fellowship with brothers and sisters.
就像今天主日的信息在这里一样
，It's just like today's Sunday.
虽然说讲的只有一个人
，Even though one is sharing.
但是我们在灵里面与弟兄姐妹确实有交通
，But in spirit we are sharing in the spirit.
我们能够在灵的里头享受主的丰富
，We can enjoy the fullness of in the spirit.
所以听的弟兄姐妹，你们的灵啊，敞开是敞开的，这是非常重要的。
It's very important for you to open your spirit when you listen.
这才能够叫这个聚会呢是有交通。
So the meeting can have fellowship.
那连长弟兄到另外一个地方聚会。
When our brother went to another meeting,
他交通一样的信息。
He fellowshiped the same message.
他里头啊非常的沉重。
He was burdened inside.
他那个非常讲到后来啊那个。嘴巴那个话好像都讲不出来了。
He cannot even speak the words.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
他说那个话讲出去啊，好像碰到铜墙铁壁。
Because the words came out and hit the wall.
弟兄姐妹的灵是封闭的。
The spirit of the brothers and sisters are closed.
那带着灵的那个话呢，出去呢，就碰到铜墙铁壁，都没有办法交通。
The words with spirit had hit the wall.
弟兄姐妹，我们中我们的灵，我们是非常重要的。
It's very important to have an open spirit in the meeting.
所以我们无论讲的也好，无论听的也好
No matter you are speaking or listening, we need to open our spirit to the Lord. Through the Holy Spirit, we can fellowship in the Lord. We can enjoy the fullness of the Lord. Through the fellowship, we can encourage the love. We can be filled with joy. No matter at what time or at any place, we can have close fellowship with the Lord. How do we find out that we are still in the fellowship? 1 John chapter 4 tells us this goal. Is to love.
我们知道我们这个身体啊, 如果出了问题的时候呢, 我们怎么知道身体出了问题?
How do we know that our body has problem?
有一个前提就是发烧了,
then we have fever.
当身体发烧的时候, 我们知道身体可能哪里有问题了。
When we have fever, we found out we have some illness.
同样的, 当我们失去了那个爱,
when we lost the love,
我们就知道我们就不在那个神的交通里头。
Then we know that we are not in the fellowship of God.
所以神把这爱的指标放在我们各式各样的生活里头。
So the standard of love God has placed in all our daily life.
在我们家庭里面夫妻关系上,
in our family life, the relationship of our spouse.
当夫妻之间爱出了问题,
if the love between spouses have problem,
发现交通也出了问题,
then there's no fellowship.
更重要的是, 我们与主的交通也出了问题。
The most important is that we have problem fellowshipping with the Lord. It's the same to the brothers and sisters.
当我们的爱出了问题,
when we cannot love,
我们也就不在这个交通的里头。
We are no longer in the fellowship.
所以这是神给我们一个非常非常宝贵的一个指标。
This is the most important standard for us.
叫我们随时可以省察我们自己。
So we can examine ourselves.
这个爱的指标不仅在神的家里头,
not only in the family of God.
就是我们向着不信的世人,
to the world, this is the same.
当什么时候我们能够爱世人, 就像神爱世人一样,
if we can love the world just like God loved the world,
我们实在是为着这个世上的灵魂在那里祷告,
we are praying for the lost soul,
关心他们,
to care for them,
盼望他们能够得救,
hope they will be saved.
你发现我们就在这个, 在这个与神的交通里头,
then we are in the fellowship of God.
我记得有一次, 有一次我在家里面, 在做家事的时候,
when I was doing a household chore,
突然间, 那个圣灵在里头, 就提醒我一件事,
the Holy Spirit reminded me,
我为着一个我还没有信主得救的同事祷告,
I need to pray for the colleague that saved yet.
那时候我想我在吸地, 我就想说, 等我吸完了, 我再为他祷告,
I was vacuuming, but I thought that I should finish this, then I'll pray.
但圣灵在里头, 就在那里更深的来激励我, 要马上的为我的同事的得救祷告。
The Holy Spirit is encouraging me to pray now for his salvation.
我就很简单的就顺服了。
Then I obey.
我就放下手上的工作,
I put down the work.
就跪在主的面前为他的救恩祷告。
I kneeled before the Lord to pray for his salvation.
就长话短说,
and to shorten the story,
那天晚上, 当天晚上, 我同事就奇妙的得救。
That night, my colleague had been saved.
当礼拜一到公司, 他欢喜地告诉我, 发生什么事情的时候,
Monday, I went to work, he tells me what happened.
你就看见是圣灵在, 借着万事互相效力, 在那里工作。
We see that the Holy Spirit is working all things to have him be saved.
但神必须在地上有人与他同工,
but God needs someone to work with him.
人能够照着圣灵的意思来祷告。
Someone needs to pray into the will of this Holy Spirit.
因为这是一个很平常的例子。
This is a very normal example.
看见在我们生活当中, 我们随时随地都能够在这个圣灵的交通里头。
In any moment in our life, we can be in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
好像我们这个, 我们的生活实在是能够在主活在主的面前。
So our lives is lived before the Lord.
叫我们这个人也能够成为神合用的器。
We can become a vessel for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹, 我们实在是, 这几次的交通让我们看到属灵的操练是何等的重要。
We see that how important it is to practice the spiritual discipline.
我们要操练良心的功用。
We need to practice conscience.
要在主的面前保守一个清洁无愧的良心。
We need to keep a clean and good conscience.
感谢主, 主知道我们是软弱的。
Thank the Lord, he knows that we are weak.
主知道我们还会犯错。
We still will commit But the Lord has prepared the source of the holy, the treasure.
神是信实是公义的,
He is faithful and just.
我们若认我们的罪,
Anytime we repent,
主的宝血必洗净我们一切的不义,
His precious blood will cleanse all our unrighteousness.
让我们能够带着无愧的心活在神的面前,
when we can have a good conscience before Him.
而直觉的功用来带领我们,
the intuition is to lead us to know Him directly.
不仅真知道神,
not only know Him truly and also know the will of, for us, to live according to His will.
并且在灵的里头,
in the spirit, we can keep a constant fellowship with Him.
叫我们能够借着交通呢, 能够来支取, 能够享用神在基督里, 所赐一切,
To fellowship is to draw all the fullness in Him.
So
that we can be helped in our daily life.
And
become our supply.
When we
live before the Lord,
when
we abide in the Lord,
then
we will bear fruit. So God the Father will be glorified. So we can manifest the testimony of our Jesus Christ. May the Lord keep us and allow us to live a life that will please Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words. We thank you for your will for us. You want us to conform the image of your Son.
In a
wedding feast of the kingdom so that we can please you. We admit our foolishness and our weakness. But we thank you for your grace is sufficient for us. We commit all brothers and sisters into your hand. Don't forsake us. To work more in us. To give us a heart to practice godliness. To practice this spiritual life in us. So Jesus Christ will be molding in us. So the church will be grown into the full measure of Christ. To glorify God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.